This day last week, Nick Rocket led home a brilliant 1-2-3-5 for Carlow-based trainer Willie Mullins in the Grand National at Aintree. Beat Stena Kearney took a trip to Lachlan Bridge in Carlow for the champions' homecoming. This is Sportsbeat Extra.
Nick Rocket just in front. Higher Maximus trying on. Craig Clareway staying on. But it's Nick Rocket under Patrick Mullins. He'll win the Grand National. Nick Rocket has beaten Higher Maximus. Craig Clareway in third.
Last but not least, is the hero of the hour. In the colours of Stuart and Sadie Andrews.
Hundreds of people gathered at the Lord Bagnall for the hero's return. The three top horses and their jockeys, along with trainer Willie Mullins, paraded across the small village, stopping at some of the local businesses for a photo opportunity along the way. These people were overjoyed by the win.
Big supporters of the whole Mullins enterprise. Phenomenal achievement. I don't think it'll ever be scaled again, you know, to have three in the first three and five in the first seven, and have his son ride the winner. I mean, he keeps breaking records.
In the racing world, these things don't often happen, so it's lovely to celebrate it.
Absolutely fantastic for the place. And you know, we're nearly getting used to it. Willie Mullins coming back with the horses, no matter where it is.
There's only one Willie Mullins. There's only one Willie Mullins.
Runner-up Paul Townend with I Am Maximus says it's great to still be a part of the celebrations.
A huge run for my horse. Top weight. To go back and back it up, it's so hard to do, but no, a huge result for Willie to have the five of them coming over the last together with a chance, and to fill the first, second, third place was, yeah, it's crazy when you think about it. So no, we were second best on the day, unfortunately, but well done to Stuart and Patrick and everyone. We'll jump on the bandwagon now and celebrate with them instead.
Willie Mullins was swamped by hundreds of fans for autographs and photos, but we caught up with the legendary trainer shortly after.
Delighted. If you wrote the script in Hollywood, I wouldn't have believed it, you know, so magic to have it happen, and especially with my son writing it. That was the specialty of the whole thing to me, to have my son riding on one of my horses. It's lovely for him to win the National, but on one that we train ourselves, meant so much to me. I mean, you know, like any father would know, to have his son maybe playing on the winning team in the final and maybe score the winning goal, you know, in our game, racing, that's the biggest thing we can do as a Grand National. And been looking at Grand Nationals since we were knee-high to a grasshopper, and it's been the goal of anyone in racing, and to do it with your son, I just couldn't get over it.
It must have been the biggest honour, I suppose, for Sadie Andrews, who actually owned the horse but sadly passed away.
That's right. I hadn't met her for 60 years. She went to live in England, born and raised in Ballyellen, did her first communion together, and then she went away and came, and I met her at a sales one day, and she turned around to her husband and said, "I want to buy a horse to have Willie," and it just turned out to be this horse called Nick Rocket. You know, what a story. It's unbelievable.
Willie's son and Grand National winner Patrick says it's been an overwhelming experience.
Yeah, sure, it's incredible. But you know, coming back here to the village today in Lachlan Bridge and seeing the crowds and the kindness of people, it's just been overwhelming, and it's just the best day ever. Look, my father, he's done his incredible things, and from a jockey's point of view, when you're riding one of Willie's horses, it makes the job much easier. But the pleasure that he got out of it really made it for me.
And what's next for yourself and Nick Rocket then?
Well, for myself, we're going to have a good night in the Lord Bagnall here tonight, and Nick Rocket, I'm sure, is probably going to go on his holidays, and we'll probably back towards the Aintree Grand National again next year, but we might even have a little crack at the Cheltenham Gold Cup. We'll see.
Tracking sports across the southeast. Sports Beat Extra.